Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. How well do you understand the community in which you live, its culture, its art scene? Sometimes to understand something you love or even disdain, spending time documenting it can open your eyes once again. Our next guest created a documentary called Beware the Locals. It's showing at Total Drag in Sioux Falls on Sunday, August 13th at 6:30 p.m., Dempsey Kevin Tapley joins me at the SDPB studios at the University of Sioux Falls. Dempsey, welcome.
Ah, I'm so excited to be here.
So happy to have you.
Yeah.
Tell me where the idea from filming a documentary about the Sioux Falls art scene came from for you.
Okay, that's the really big question. So, first of all, I absolutely love film. And that's a medium that just really speaks to me. And so the idea that obviously, film speaks to a lot of people, and so it's a really immersive way to connect with people, no matter the subject matter. I think film is wonderful. I am from Nebraska, and so when I came up to Sioux Falls, I'm from a really small town, and so I was really inspired by seeing kind of what's happening around here, and then also that I didn't exactly know everything that was happening. I just wanted to know more what people were doing, what bands were playing, what's happening creatively. And I wanted to be a part of that because that's really exciting to be a part of people doing creative things.
Right.
And so it started out as a personal journey just to figure out how I can get involved. And then I realized that I was kind of fascinated with it. And so I was like, maybe other people would be fascinated with it. Maybe people who live here would like to know about the city that they live in. And so that's kind of where the idea came from. It was like, wow, maybe people would be interested in this.
Yeah.
And so, yeah.
I want to play a little taste. This is the trailer from the film. You can find it on YouTube, the trailer you can, to watch the video with it. But let's play a little bit of the audio from that trailer now.
Be not mistaken. There is this tenacity that exists in my city. And if you've seen it, you know it's oh so pretty. That passion that produces action. Action produces beauty, truly. We are as unruly and unpredictable as our weather. Better days are not waited for, but created. With microphones and paintbrushes in hand, luscious imaginations pave the way from Sycamore to North Phillips, from 41st to downtown, and please, make sure to catch us around, because although the instruments we use seem like they were forged from exploding stars, we are but locals.
That gives you a little taste of what's in store for you in this film. That's you. That's your poetry. That's your voice. That's you sort of setting the stage for what this film is. What did you find that maybe you didn't expect to find when you were exploring the arts and music scene in Sioux Falls?
I found a lot of individual stories that are really interesting. And so I think one thing that I may have misinterpreted is this idea of a city being a thing, and a city, how I understand it now, is a collection of individuals. And those are two distinct ways to understand a population group, where this population group is like a body or a source on its own. But I think how I became to understand it is it's really more about the individuals who make it up. And so there's a lot of people with interesting stories here. And for example, there's a comedy club that sadly recently closed, Wacko's Comedy. But I talked to the owner there, and he has this really fascinating story about how he got started, why he opened a comedy club. And it was because he's a comedy hypnotist, and he got started in comedy hypnotism because he was in the military, and so he started hypnotism to help with PTSD.
Oh,
and then
wow.
that turned into comedy hypnotism, and then a love for performing, and then opening a club. And that's a really fascinating story, and it's something that's local and that's by us, and that we got to see the fruit of that happen. And while it was open, it was a really good thing for a lot of people. And so what I found out about the city is just very specific stories of people's journeys that really fascinate me.
Do you think it's the same in every city? If you went to Rapid City, if you went to a city in Nebraska, I'm not sure which one would make sense to you, but Would you find sort of the same thing, these individual stories, or do you think every city has its own unique heartbeat?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I wouldn't find the same people, and so I wouldn't find the same stories. This is a documentary about a lot of individuals, and those individuals currently are not found anywhere else. They're found, you know, living here. And so, like, if I lived eternally, I would love to go everywhere and meet everyone and talk to everyone. But I live here. And this is the city that I documented. And so I think, yeah, if you go to Omaha or Minneapolis or wherever, you're going to find these fascinating stories. But these are the ones that I care about because these are the people that I interact with. These are the shows that I go to. And so that gives me reason to care about these stories and want to tell them.
Did people want to share their stories with you? Were they pretty open?
Sometimes. some people, it's interesting, actually. A lot of the musicians... I think because musicians is more prone to performing, sure. A lot of the musicians were a little more comfortable talking. Some of the painters were a little more hesitant about it, maybe because the art form just doesn't naturally lead into, you know, performing. And so it was really interesting. Everyone, I think when you talk to people about what excites them, then they're more willing to open up. And so this is obviously whatever they're doing, whether they're, you know, painters or singers or comedians or rappers or what, like, that's what excites them. That's what they do. That's what they spend time and money and energy on. And so, you know, at some level, everyone's excited by what they do. And so, yeah, it's what they're passionate about.
What do they feel about their city? Do they have a sense of what Sioux Falls is like? Do they have a sense that they could express to you?
Yeah. There is a sense of emerging that I feel like a lot of people have, that in the last few years, kind of some things have happened that really have making it blossomed. And so I think maybe in the last 5 years, from what I've heard from other people, because I haven't been here for 5 years, so this is all
right.
Accounts of what other people are telling me, that it's really blossoming in a way that a lot of young people and a lot of people who've kind of stepped out of doing creative things and are coming back to, you know, doing more creative things. And so there's a sense of like almost a little renaissance recently that's taken place.
Right. We're going to play another clip, and this is from inside a documentary. Our guest today is Dempsey Tapley, and the film is called Beware the Locals. Take a listen.
The syllables from Shakespeare made fear, terrified my ears couldn't keep up. What of the turtle in a race of wits? What of the poet who fails to rhyme? What of the student who's pleasantly surprised with a C? What of the performing arts scholarship recipient who fails to get cast? I envy the successful, those who I think never have to ask. Pause. In retrospect, arrogance is extremely dangerous. Obviously, I was obnoxiously overconfident, but at the time, it seemed to defy common sense. So instead of raging in camaraderie, I pouted in isolation, projected my own failures onto everything I saw. My geography became dreary. This eerie weariness comforted me in my sleep. Maybe art's just something you have to grow out of. Maybe the world's not as aesthetic as we told ourselves when we were kids. Maybe the Breakfast Club was right, and the day after you realize it, none of it actually matters. So don't you forget about it, because it never actually happened, so you'll never actually be able to find it again. And nostalgia is as good as it gets, and to get hit with this realization your freshman year in college drove me to the end of my wits. So like any good, frustrated student, I went to my instructor and ask questions. And like any good instructor, he gave me some answers.
That's Dempsey Tapley from the film Beware the Locals. It shows in Sioux Falls on Sunday, August 13th at 6:30 p.m. at Total Drag. Maybe art is just something you have to grow out of. This is a coming of age story in some ways.
Absolutely.
Did you know that going in, or did you find that as you were in the process of creating the film?
I found it about halfway through filming. I've been working on it for just under a year. And so the reason it was very there was a sense of kind of despair within how I was experiencing art. And art has, you know, it was important to me in high school. And then I came to college and I was just having trouble finding kind of where I fit in in college. And so it was a lot of kind of adolescent angst. And so I think one reason for that is because I wasn't looking, my world was kind of small and I wasn't. I think when you broaden your world, that angst is not as intense. And so when you kind of understand that there's other things happening, other things you can be involved in, and it's important to other people, and the world's not all doom and gloom.
Right. Adolescent angst, but then also some righteous anger, too, that I think every artist, anyone who's ever really seriously given themselves over to the arts, experiences that same feeling. I think you speak for a lot of artists, that anger that says, you know, if I've been lied to, this is what I want to do, and now I can't do it in the way I wanted to do it, and what happens next, and what the heck, you know?
Yeah. And so, a lot of it was, yeah, this kind of frustration with where I found myself in college. And that sets the stage for why I made the documentary, and I think that's important enough to be in the documentary. Poetry is my first love.
I can tell that's evident. You're good at it.
I fell in love with film in high school, but I fell in love with poetry in elementary school. And so, when I decided to make a film, I thought, well, why not put it in a context in which I'm comfortable with and understand? So that's why. That's why the narration is through poetry, because it's something that I feel very comfortable and understand, I think, quite well.
Right. How did you change as an artist through the process of doing Beware the Locals? How is it changing you?
It's making me a lot less self-centered, a lot more in awe of what other people are doing. I think people see themselves as an anomaly, especially in high school, and you're understanding that everyone's an anomaly and that everyone's interesting. And I think especially, you know, high school and early college, the world's like this weird dark place that you don't understand. And some of that is because you don't often enough take the time to understand other people's stories and stuff like that. And so it's made me a lot more aware of how important stories are for, you know, understanding my life. It's important to understand other people's lives as well.
So you're an education student at the University of Sioux Falls.
Yeah.
Good for you. Lucky school district that snaps you up. How do you think you'll bring poetry into your role as an educator someday?
Oh, yeah. I really hope my students, that's not optional. My students are going to at least understand poetry in some way. It's super important. Okay, this is another rant on education in general. But poetry is, and you know, any art form, but specifically poetry, is a way to handle your emotions in a way that I believe only it can do. And so I think it's almost like a mental health thing for kids to understand poetry. And I don't know if we see it that way, or even if we should. I'm still in school, so I don't know. But for me, I understand it's like a way to deal with life. And so if you can teach kids, like, it's not just about understanding, you know, iambic pentameter, you know, how to the structure of poetry, obviously, but it's about learning that this is a way that you can deal with life. This is a legitimate form of, you know, being in fifth grade and not understanding why this boy doesn't like you and why your friends hate you and life just feels awful. And this is a way you can express that and deal with it. And I think if we teach poetry like that, I think that helps our kids have, you know, it helps our kids' mental health a lot.
Right.
If we teach
it's
them
essential.
I
think you've got that figured out. Yeah. Keep that, hold on to that. Well, who are the poets that did that for you or that continue to do that for you?
There's this poet by the name of Jason Petty who does hip hop and spoken word poetry, and his spoken word poetry is very hip hop and his hip hop is very spoken word poetry. And I love that. Phil and Kyle K, I think are their names. They did some tech talks I watched on YouTube, growing up. I really like Emily Dickinson.
Right.
I like her angst and this dreary sense that she sees the world in. I hate Shakespeare. But yeah.
Somebody asked me yesterday, you know, talking about books, and said, well, who are the authors that just have made a difference in your life? I couldn't think of one. You know, I do nothing but read, and I just totally blank. Sometimes when it's so much, and it's what you do all the time, and it's sure. so, you know, it's like describing your own skin. Or something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you write a lot of poetry yourself now, as well as doing the filmmaking?
Yeah. So, I love going to open mics, and kind of, even on campus, I force people to listen to my poetry, at events and stuff like that. In high school I did, basically anytime anybody lets me, I do. So mm-hmm. I love that. And so at the premiere, the narration will actually be live performed poetry, and so it's going to be this merger between the experience of watching a film and also the experience of seeing a live poet, which I don't know if everybody's interested in, but if they come, that's what they're going to see.
And it's a potluck.
So
bring some food.
I think, okay, so do I have, okay, so do I have time?
1 minute. Yeah.
Okay. It's about celebrating, it's about using film to celebrate something in a way that's a kind of all-inclusive experience. So you come, you eat, you get to be around people, it's a celebration. It's not just a film, it's a live performance. And so it's about making film into kind of all it can be and making it into like the celebration of something that's worth celebrating. And so that's why it's such a busy premiere. Like, it could have been just a movie, but I don't think that would have done the subject matter justice.
Right. But. So it's a whole experience.
Yeah. Folks. So yeah, it's an event. It's a celebration. It's mm-hmm. yeah. Yeah.
And interactive in some ways too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. There's going to be people there and food and music, and yeah, it's just, it's going to be a good time. It's going to be an event. It's going to be an entire experience that people can come. And it's not just when you go to a movie theater and you just watch a film and sit there. Yeah.
So you've made a documentary about the art scene in Sioux Falls that changes the art scene in Sioux Falls by giving it something new.
Yeah, hopefully.
Not too bad for a college student. Keep going, Dempsey. Dempsey Tapley's documentary is called Beware the Locals. You can join the event at Total Drag in Sioux Falls on Sunday, August 19th, 6:30 p.m. Thanks so much. Come back and see us again.
Yeah.